Okay. So we will continue here, Bezer Hashem, with the Ramo in Sif Aleph. Simon Tzarichet Sif Aleph in the Ramo. After the Mechaber got through saying that we rely either on a goy,
Tzarichet,
Aleph, but in the Ramo. The Mechaber got finished saying that either we could rely on a goy who was Messiah of Itumai, even though normally we don't rely on that for Nisa Deiraisa. Here this is a Milsa Davidi Legluye, since this is for sure going to be clear to the person, the Jew tasting it, therefore we could rely on it, you could rely on a guy. And or you have the kfeila, and the kfeila had to be that it's loymare umnosei. Okay? Actually, an interesting shaila over Shabbos. But at lunch, someone was asking, he was in Lake George, and they went into a Ben and Jerry's. Is it related to Tom and Jerry? No, it's something different. Ben and Jerry's ice cream store. Okay? And Ben and Jerry's kosher?
Kofke.
Yeah.
I haven't eaten it in a long time.
But kosher ice cream.
I don't like their politics.
Supposedly it's kosher ice cream. Now, the store doesn't have a heksher. What has a heksher? The barrels, the canisters of ice cream. So you walk into this place, and it's all game over there. Are you allowed to assume that what's in the canister is indeed this ice cream? So, is it mutter? You're allowed to just take ice cream? Or do you have to say, could I see the canister? And then you see it says, Ben and Jerry says, Chofke on it?
Yes, I know. It looks like.
Or even if you have them pick up the canister, who says that maybe they ran out of this flavor and they went down the block and filled it up? So is it mutter or not?
Yeah.
Mutter. Nimin v'gamru. Why?
Because they'll go out of business.
Oh, why?
It's a kafela argument.
Because lemar umnasei. You know, because if they would try to put a substitute for their, obviously they have a certain type of ice cream that they make. They try to substitute someone else, so everybody will know that, right? It's a milsa david legluye. I ordered this thing. I said this is not like the Ben and Jerry's I have back home. When it's like giving an excuse in Lake George, the air is different. Yeah,
it's even more than that, because with the allergies thing today, it's like this potential criminal thing.
So that also, you're saying they're afraid to try to take an invitation, they could lose their whole franchise. Okay, but what it boils down to is the same thing. That you have to come onto some svar of why this is mutter. Otherwise, you can't rely on a person. You can't. Here's a non-Jew who's serving you food. If you don't have some rationale based on halacha, you have no right to. If it was a Jew, we give them amanus to. But you see, a guy, we don't give them amanus to. And this is not a mesila vituma. Here, he's trying to sell you what he wants.
Doesn't help.
The what?
The Ben and Jerry are both Jews. Doesn't help.
They're both Jews. Really? Look at that.
Radical leftist, and smart businessmen. Yeah. We got a lot of those.
And hear me
Okay. So that's the Mechaber. So the Ramah then comes along and says, nowadays we don't rely on a goy, means we don't rely on the taste of a goy. And therefore we have to have shishim in order to be mevatel any iser, any suffik iser that fell into a pot, in the middle of cooking something, and some iser falls in, you're in the middle of cooking a chicken soup and some milk falls in, you want to know, does it have the taste of milk? The Ramah says you won't be able to give it to a goy to taste, you're going to have shishim. If you know the shishim, then you could eat it, and if not, you won't be able to eat it.
Why?
Will be a suffik deraisa, and if we won't be able to eat it, suffik deraisa lochomer.
Why are we not
semich and a goy? So why are we not semich and a goy is a good question, and Rabbi Kivager is very bothered by this. Why are we not semich and a goy? What's the problem? So let's take a look at Rabbi Kivager here. Sifkaton Aleph in the first Rabbi Kivager. Lo yadati tam nachum bezeh. I don't have a good reason for why we don't rely on a goy. The Gemara says rely on a goy. And the Rambam passing is relying to go, the Rishonim passing is relying to go, the Shulchan Aruch. So where did this minyan come from and not relying on a guy? Lo yadati tam nachum bezeh. V'ulai, yesh loymar. Perhaps you could say, v'anan chayshina l'chumras kol hashitos. Because the Rambam says, we want to be machma like everybody. And it's interesting, you know, like the Gemara says in Erevin, someone who wants to be do like the Kulei Beis Shammai, the Kulei Beis Hillel, that's problematic. right? But the Gemara explained that's only when it's things that are contradictory to each other. I'm relying on this kula and this kula. So the two of them can't really coincide. That's where there's a problem to rely on that. So here also you want to be machmer like both, and when you're machmer like both, you're not going to be able to really have any heter to use a guy. What are the chumris? V'hainu. The chayshinon dilma kfeila hainu de mesir lefitumai. And as maybe you need both. You need a kfeila to be able to taste it. Ukfeila mitzad bekiyus. And you need mesir lefitumai because you want to make sure he doesn't know you're relying on him so you can give him the trust. And as you need kfeila to know that he knows what he's tasting, and you need mesir lefitumai to know that you give him the ne'amanus, that you trust him. The imkain beloy mesir lefitumai like a hetera. Okay, because we're going to think you need both reasons. So without mesir lefitumai, there's no heter because he doesn't have an ne'amanus. You can't rely on him unless he's unaware of why I'm asking him. But the other, on the other hand, of a mesir lefitumai gamkein in matir, and why the chayshin and the heter lamishum mesir lefitumai. Maybe the heter is not because of mesir lefitumai, because we know really deinu nemen ela be'edus isha. Like the Shach had asked already, normally we only use this heter of mesir lefitumai only by edus isha. Was a special heter, was a kula mishum iguna ikiler berabbanan, the Gemara said. So this is not a heter isha, this is for a food item. And maybe the real heter, the heter really is the kfeila of mitam loy mara umnusai. Maybe the real heter is because he's a kfeila, like we just mentioned before, that he doesn't want to ruin his business, he doesn't want to ruin his reputation, and that's how you can rely on him. So for that, it'll be in a davke shaloyi mesir lefitumai. So for that, he has to actually know why you're asking him in order to be on guard that he doesn't want to ruin his business. K'mesh kotzav Hashach b'shem Ma'arenu Rav Gershom Davidus HaGershuni. So this is what Rabbi Kivager presents as a possibility why the Ramah says we're machmer. Because on the one hand we think you need kfeila, but what's the reason you need kfeila? Maybe you need kfeila because loymara umnusay, he wants to protect himself. If so, it has to be not mesir lefitumai. On the other hand, maybe no, really the reason why you need kfeila is only that you should have someone who's an expert taster. And the reason why you could believe him is because mesir lefitumai, because he doesn't know why you're asking him. So then you need dafka that he doesn't know. So that's what the problem is, says Rabbi Kivager. The Ramah was machmer because it's a catch 22. On the one hand, you want his expertise, and you want to know that you're trusting his expertise. On the other hand, you want him to not know that you're trusting him, and you can't have both of those. Based on that, the Ramah therefore says, this is off the table, this is not a heter anymore, we don't rely on the taste of a guy. According to this reason, could you rely on the taste of a Jew?
Yes.
Right? Certainly, because by a Jew you don't have to have mesir lefitumai, right? The only thing is you may have to have a kfeila. And as by a Jew, you may have to have someone who indeed is an expert in tasting that you could trust that his taste buds are sensitive enough to know what he's tasting here. Well, we'll see the cases in the Shach, what the cases are.
Yes, sir, then you can't go to Shach.
Right, but you see, you can never have it.
According to this, you'd also be able to rely on, if somebody would pass the link to Mechaber, and use a Goy, right, that it was Mesir Lefitumo, and said it was okay, then you'd be able to rely on it. Or not. Meaning that if somebody, I don't know what the final psak of the Sfardim is.
Yeah.
If the Sfardim would rely on the Mechaber, go and use a non-Jew,
okay.
then we're saying that that's still good. And there has been a Shinui and a Teva here, so that therefore you could rely on him even without Shishim. If he says this at the end,
he's saying according to this reason that we're just machmer for the tourism. It's our own chumrah. The Ramah says our own chumrah was that we don't rely on this tasting. Yeah. So
let's say you had a neighbor who was a Sephardi. Let's just say you had such a thing.
Yeah.
And, you're in that kind of neighborhood, and
who would want to live there?
Had somebody taste. And according to what Rabbi Kivager is saying, there's nothing. No problem with that. That would be as good as Shishim. Unless you get this last part.
Why is that? Why is that?
Rashi.
This reason is because you're mocking around both things.
Right.
No, so I'm not sure. Maybe not like that. And as you bring up the good case, that famous case with the Maril Diskin, that there was a a whole shaila on the whole suit of a chasana, the whole shaila on the food. Was it the treif end up getting into it, and they gave it to a guy to taste. He said there's no taste. Then they gave it to a Sephardi to taste, and he said there's no taste. So the Ashkenazim relied on the Sephardi. The Sephardi relied on the guy, and he was able to do that. Now, it could be an array. Right. Could be it was a Hefsid Godol.
Right.
It was a Hefsid Meruba over there. It was a Shasat Cha. Could be that sort of the line there, because Kafachaim says we also go with the Ramon.
No,
we don't rely on it.
Yeah. Go with the final Tzakis. Yeah. If nobody goes.
Yeah. But I'm saying, according to this reason
now,
of
Ravaji, now put it back onto Maran. You know, then I don't know what this far today.
Right. Right, but it could be also, what's it called? According to this Ricky Vega, it would seem that you can do. We Ashkenazim hold that, and is the taste of a guy has to be both kfeila and misilavi tumay.
No, kfeila. So I'm saying if it happened to be kfeila going.
But maybe kfeila is not enough. Kfeila ni kfeila and misilavi tumay. That's the whole concern, right? So why would it help that? Well, a guy did taste it, but we don't rely on that guy. That's what we're saying. We don't rely on that guy.
Okay.
You want to say two steps? Okay. Well, we don't rely on the guy, but could the Sephardi rely on the guy? Oh, that's up to the Sephardi if he wants to. And once the Sephardi says, "I feel come to rely," then could I rely on the Sephardi? Yeah. So if the Sephardi is at least a kfeila, according to this Rebbe Vega, you'll be able to rely on him. Yeah. Although this is where Rabbi Yonasan Eibshitz brings the kasha from the Binyan Shleima. From Rabbi Shleima Mivilna, he has a kasha. He says, "Tzarechi in Rebbe Kivager." Why? Because if this is the problem, this is why the Ramah says don't rely, so what's the Eitzah? He says just have two Goyim. Right? You remember the Cheshbin? What's two Goyim? Why? Have Goy number one tasted, and he is a Kfeila. Right? And he doesn't want to ruin his business, so you for sure could trust that one. But maybe you need someone who doesn't know why you're aware of it. So then you bring in another guy who has no idea about the first guy. You have him taste it, and then he is a Mesila Fitumai. So if they both concur that there is no time of Isser in here, why can you rely on that? So that was the Shlomo Mivilna's big kasha. And perhaps what the pshat for Bikivagir, why was not bothered by this kasha, is because he's just trying to explain the minig of the Ramah. The minig was, we don't rely on Goyim. What's the reason? Because we chayshu, this chumrah. So you'll find me, yeah, but I can have a case, I can set it up two Goyim. For that, the Ramah didn't want to say, you know, every time you need to taste something, you have to go bring two who don't know of each other. Mela, the minig became that we don't rely on it because of this concern.
The Ramah himself does that all the time. The concern says, is halacha, and I look around and I see that it's not so.
Right. No, you're not. So that could be the wide reason. Now, Rabbi Kivega, however, has a kasha himself. For ulam, he continues, v'ulam lefi zeh. According to this reason, be'issed the rabbana de ma'ani b'chol makoim lefi tumay. When you're dealing with only nissed the rabbana, not deiraisa lo tomat here, because tam ki'ikas deiraisa. We've only nissed the rabbana. The ma'ani b'chol makoim lefi tumay. That you always could trust a guy lefi tumay. So then, hayu lana lahat to bekfeila misi lefi tumay. Right, according to that, that's what come out. And the Ramah seems to say categorically, we don't rely on a guy, whether it's the Raisa or the Rabbanon. So that Rabbi Kivega doesn't understand. If it's the Rabbanon, so then Mesil Vituma always works. So why wouldn't that work if this indeed was the reason why our minig was to be Machmir? For Loimer to say maybe a different reason, the Chashina Lashitas Rashi, the Beloi Samach Loimani Tima. If you don't have 60, you can never rely on Tima Rashi Shita is. And that's why we are always Machmir. The Ramah says, which is a bit of a strange thing, where all the Rishonim Paskin out like that. All the Rishonim say you can rely on the Tima of a guy. And Rashi, who says you need Shishim, the Ramah says, we're Machmir like Rashi. Where do you ever find that? Where do you ever see such a thing that Rashi, that the Ramah says, we're relying on Shitas Rashi as a Chumrah? Okay? But again, maybe that's something that just became an accepted practice, an accepted custom, that to be Machmir like Shitas Rashi.
Being relying on Shitas Rabiyah, not the Seba. I mean, it's, how do you explain all these menhagim, right? It's not unusual.
It just came to be.
Right. For some reason, the women... So it could be, it's really out of some kind of sneers or something, but they rely on Rabbiyah. Some of the here became a chumra in Bas B'chala, but it has a yisod, so therefore it's acceptable.
Mm. Is he taking Rashi's position? I understand Rashi's position to be after... once you have 60, then you...
Yeah.
Then you start to need... Tom.
Then you can have the guy taste it, right? But the truth is, we're not willing to take it halfway.
He just says, right. He just says,
because once you have shishim, we say that's enough.
Yeah.
So
it's
so
really relying on.
What would be cheshish for Rashi? That's what he's saying. The cheshina l'shitas Rashi that maybe you really need shishim anyway. And then once you have shishim, so then you don't have to come on to the te'im of the guy anyway.
You can always create scenarios. You could see a minhag with something would fall off in a minhag. I mean, you go to get a goy who's a kfela, and he goes and he's a Ramai type, and then he goes after he tells you, oh, there's no taste. You know, he goes back and tells his buddies, oh, did I, you know.
I fooled them.
Get one on those Jews. You know, his reputation is only important to him relative to his own.
Right.
I mean, you could, you know, all it takes is one Ramai to then say, yeah, so, can't be Sameach on Goyim in a certain case.
That might be going too far, because if the Gemara doesn't say that, then you can't. That's making up like an Eilud over Sof thing is different than the one.
And here also, anyway, here you have this Milsa David Legluya. The Jew's going to find out in a moment if it really has taste or not. So he'll take one bite, he tastes it, and they won't eat it anymore.
Don't do it the other way. There's a taste.
There is that, yeah. Okay?
Well, I'll take it away from you.
So, right.
Yeah, I'll find a good home for it. Oh, yeah, this is
what. So says Rabbi Kiveyer, if that's the reason, Im Kain Gam Al Timas Yisrael Le Mahani, V'ayin Shach Kan Sivkon Chavtes. So according to that, you wouldn't be able to rely on a team of a Yid either, because the Rashi says you always have to have shishim. So now we see let's take a look at the Shach here. Because the Shach also goes into this reason of relying on a guy, why the Rambam says not. Shach sifkot hey. He doesn't say we don't rely on taste at all. Only on a non-Jew we don't rely. Why? And he doesn't explain, but from the Shach a little further, it's mavur that he means to say that we don't trust a guy. And here, like the place we speak out, I mean, maybe the times of the Gemara, the Goyim were very trustworthy. They were more upstanding Goyim, and the lying was not.
You can't go get a haircut from one of them.
Ritzikva, the chasher and ritzikva.
Yeah, okay, but you can't be yichud under any circumstances with one of them.
But they wouldn't lie. We're killing.
That was every affair I could think of major.
Yeah, I hear. But because he's a guy, you can't rely on him anymore. But for a Jew's tasting, you certainly could rely on him. Now, where would be the case relying him? So says the Shach b'min b'she'en eminoi da'atera. A case where you're talking about it's all heter, k'gon tru mishnafa l'chulin, to tom le'kayin, like the Gemara says, k'ditza b'shabbos, one of the cases in the Gemara, the kayin tastes it. U'poiskim. V'av she'en tru m'neig b'zmaneinu. We don't have a truma case. M'komakam nafkamin elinyin ha'oimber. Somebody who says, k'oinim boser v'yayin she'en itoyim, or shan itoyim. He says, I make a ned, I'm not going to eat meat, I'm not going to eat wine. V'nafa l'tavsh, and then some wine fell into a tavshil. If it gives taste to that tavshil, it's going to be also to eat it. Very good. A person says, I don't want to have, he's becoming too addicted to all the wine. He says, that's it, this whole week I'm not drinking wine. And his wife makes a dish that puts some wine in. He says, oh, you put wine in? She said, yeah, but it's very little. He says, yeah, but am I going to be able to taste it? So she said, well, let me see. And she tasted it. She said, you can't detect any taste of wine. It's just there to give it some added...
Some body,
right. Right. But you can't really taste it. If indeed you don't taste any wine taste, then you'll be able to trust her and rely on eating it. Uchel kamon simin, reish tezayin, sivkon chavov. Inami, another case, says the Shach, linyitim az boser, oicholov. If I want to taste of something fleshik or milk, come on, gabet snoin. You have a radish, uchai gavna. You cut a radish with a milk knife. You cut an onion with a fleshik knife. You want to know, does that have tam fleshik, tam milk? You could taste that onion, taste that radish. Yeah? And see, does it have any meat taste? And if it doesn't, then you'll be able to rely on the te'im of the Yisrael. So those two cases, the Shach says, V'chein pasuk habach, the b'sheinim inu dat teriyesh l'zmach Yisrael. Afilu einay uman. The Shach goes like the Mechaber says, a guy is just a guy without a kfeila. Afilu einay, even nowadays. Afilu nis'arav guf hadover. Devada Yisrael loy meshaker. So here the Shach really reveals to us what his problem with the guy was and why the minig of the Ramah says, because then you're worried they're going to lie, but a Jew, you're not worried he's going to lie. Indeed, that case, like I wrote over there, hey, now we pointed out, really, the Gilyan Mashah points out already, that heter of the Shach to rely on a Te'im of Yisrael is only B'di'evit. And as once it was cooked already, you could rely on a guy. In Kvar Bishul, it was already cooked. That's when you could rely on the Te'im of Yisrael. V'chei mashma b'tshuva sarav simen undalad udleika terezov shekosev. Not like the Levush that writes over here. The va'ashav ein noigin lizmei chatimas koyin v'goy. He throws in all throws into the minig of the Ramah all people, goy or koyin. V'ozel etamei shigam esimen tzadivov leizkin temesis tznoin klal. He doesn't say he can rely on a Te'im over there too. Says the Shach v'halesa, that's not true. Yisrael Mahani La'olam Te'imo Chumash Chasavti. So we had a reason. Rabbi Kivega says we have a reason that the Shach says in Simen Tzadivov. We have another reason that the Taz brings over there in the name of the Teres Chatash, which is the Rama also, that says nowadays we're not Bekiyin betaste. According to that, it would seem that you can't rely even on a Jew's tasting. But the Eved, if it was already done, we have a Shach to rely on, that you could rely on a Team as Yisrael. And that's really what we see later in Sifkon Tes, Choftes, where the Rambam says the Shach in Sifkon Choftes, we see we do rely on Te'ima.
In the case where it's Asur Beheter, then what? It's stuck, it's Shach.
Right, but it's interesting. Rabbi Kivega here says, "Ayin Sifkon Choftes." Yeah, well, they had that case also, right? Someone ate something.
Cases are much more Issa Veheta than.
Yeah, someone ate something. He didn't know it was a question of Issa Veheta, and they tasted, and they didn't taste anything. You could rely on that there was no taste. There is a case the Shach says that you could rely on a guy also. That's what Kivega points out. If the whole concern of why you don't rely on a guy is because we're being cheshish for Rashi, they have to have shishim. So it's clear from the Shach and Sivkon Choftes that what if you have a case that there is no shishim? For example, let's say spices of Isser fell into a tavshil. Now by spices, we're going to see at the end of the simon that you don't rely on shishim. Why? Because the milsa David the time of something is made to give taste. We can't assume that as shishim is the cutoff point, there's no more time. So therefore, you can't rely on shishim. But there, since we're only sort of, as a chumrah, we're relying on Rashi to have shishim, we're in a case where shishim won't even help you, you'll be able to rely on a guy. So here, according to Bikiva Eger, he understands in the Shach that there will be times you can even rely on a guy. It has to be a milsa de rabbanon, because otherwise you have the chashash of the Shema Meshaker that the Shach points out.
Yovina says it's a Rashi's chumra that if you have shishim, you still require a tima. You could have a tima of a Jew even in Issa Behetah, because if you already got shishim, you might argue the chances are that it's not.
Well, if you have shishim already,
yeah.
What's the problem? If you have shishim, you have shishim. Then it's mutter because of that.
No, because you have to have tima also, right?
No, so that's what we're only concerned for Rashi that you need the shishim. But once you have the shishim, then you can just rely on that. We don't need beyond that. So again, it's only taking Rashi halfway. Yeah, or you have this case where you don't really, the shishim won't even help you, by the case of the top. Okay, before we make a siyum on Sif Aleph.
Where's the food?
No, we didn't finish, that's why. We have to look at an interesting Prima Godim here. Okay, so for those who have the Prima Godim here on the page, it's right at the beginning of the Siman. Page Gimel, in the Red Shulchan Aruch, page Gimel. But you don't have it, yours is in the back. Yeah? Yours is in the back here, let's see what we got here. Prima Godim. Simit Sadiches. Sif Cotton Aleph. There we go. Aleph. Sif Cotton Aleph, yeah. Shamati, yeah. That paragraph. And you see in the middle it says Shamati?
Yeah.
It's the first column. So
it does.
And the Sif Seidas. Yeah, Prima Gadim Sif Seidas. Sif Cotton Aleph.
Okay.
Here, show him where it is here. Yeah, but this should be the same. It's Surah Sadaf, Shulchan Aruch. Should be the same.
So it's,
what page number is that?
Oh, so it's for me.
Yeah. 77. That won't help you. It's after the Akdama. He has a whole Akdama.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's after that. Huh?
Which number?
Shamati.
Aleph.
Isser.
Isser, yeah. So halfway through, it should start a new paragraph. It says Shamati.
Yeah.
Shamati Oimrim. See, it says, I heard that people were saying, Shayesha'ela Behezek Kehila. There was once a Shaila in some place, Shehitichu Yura Gedela Shelchema. That they were melting a huge pot of butter. They were cooking it up. Uparach Lasecha Oif. And a bird flew into it. Do you remember we once mentioned this case?
We had it three times.
Ah. But here we're going to see it. We're going to see it more over here. And a bird flew into it. And it died over there. There was a big tumult. There was a confusion. It was a big bird. There was not shishim kenegin, and they wanted to say the whole thing is usher. Or maybe it's not. There was a whole shaila. We're going to see. We mentioned this, the Chassam Sefer's tshuva about this, right? When we got into the whole Eva Menachat. Yeah.
Then they came back. Have another. Answer.
Yeah. Very good. Right.
Somehow. Yeah.
So says the Prima Godin, Va'ani loy amin. I can't believe him. Hayezeh shaila. I can't believe they were discussing this. This is what they were discussing in the Beis Medrash. Come on. He says, Kiladaiti Poshid Yoisim Ibeya Bekuchsa. It's a simple. Shahachema Osir Ba'achila. Umutu Ba'ana. It's, you're not allowed to eat it. Why? Because it's Basab Oif Becholim. It's an Issa the Rabbanon. Issa the Rabbanon to eat it. Because there's time of Oif of bird into the chema, but a mutabanak didn't bust a bevgalam. Was going to be some peizayim. Very simple. It's an open and shut case. What's the big question? I feel a bust a behema. Ki I gavna year bevse meruba ki ah litzadei bano. You could say maybe even by real buster it's mutabano because it's hefse meruba and chemo is only derech tigun umidirabbanu. That was a whole shaila. What goes into the category of derech bishul? So Tigun was a shayla, says the Bima Godim. You could rely maybe that it's not a problem of Bas B'cholov. So therefore he says, I don't really understand the shayla. What should be the problem? Yeah? Yeah. So other Achrayim come along here and say, now I'll tell you what the big shaila was. And the Yad Yehudi here right at the beginning of Simit Sadiches, he says, I'll tell you what the big shaila was. The shaila was that maybe the bird did not die right away. And if it didn't die right away, then this giving off blias of a live bird, and it's a question of Eva Menachai, right? And because of that, that was the big shaila. If it's Eva Menachai, then you wouldn't even be able to give it to a guy, because you're not allowed to give something that a guy can't eat. You can't give him, even Lasita Mishal, right? You can't give a Kaisi Ayin Lenazir or Eva Menachai Leben Noach. So you wouldn't be able to give him to him. So he says that is part of the shaila. But here, what was the question? That maybe it was Batal B'Shishim, but he says maybe Bittal B'Shishim doesn't help for a guy. right? Because tam ke'ikar is a chiddush that it's only if this tam would be also, maybe that's only for a Jew, but maybe for a guy, any blius over there, maybe even if there's shishim, even if there's no tam, maybe it's going to be also. So he says, that's already a big shayla, that's up for discussion. Now if we go here to Simin Kuf Dalet.
A live animal still gives a blius, right?
A live animal gives off bleas.
I guess. You take a bath, then the water has people bleas in it.
So let's see. Let's go to Simen Kuf Dalet in Pischei Tshuva Sifkat and Gimel.
Where are we going back?
Kuf Dalet, yeah. Simen Kuf Dalet. Pischei Tshuva. Pischei Tshuva. All right. Pischei Tshuva, Sifkat and Gimel.
Gimel, Pischei Tshuva. Okay.
It's before that.
No. We're looking in here. Oh, so, wait. Pischei Tshuva.
Pischei Tshuva, Gimel.
Oh, we're where? In Kuf Dalet?
In Kuf Dalet.
We're there.
We're there. Yaakov and I think we're there.
You said Simon Gimel.
It's Sifkat and Gimel and Pischei Tshuva, yeah. This one.
I'm not sure.
There we are. Yeah. I am a Tshuva, Dalet, yeah? We'll go through it quickly because we had mentioned this Chassam Seifas Tshuva once. Shekosav l'Rav Echad Yisev Zeh L'Shoyne. Mar Shehiksha. That you ask, Lema Ukma Becheskes Chaim, Lo Yadati Ma Bekach Shei Bechaim, who cares if this animal was alive? Isha Besech Hezman, Arei Leplita Bechaim, Ay Bemaisai, whether if it was there in the pot long enough that it could give off its flavor, whether it's alive or dead, Lo Oilem Asher Etz Oiser. It would prohibit whatever tafshil it's in. Mashkaz Primigodim Erechaim Seif Zim Tam Mzayim, Debe Dogim Chaim Leshayich Beliya. Yeah, by live fish there's no bleias. It's saying I masha balu heim chametz oy chaylev chalav. The time mishum shayidei chaim hateva nishapach lebas v'dom. That's what they ingest. That changes over through the chaim hateva nishapach lebas v'dom, and therefore it's not an iser of chametz, not an iser of chalav. Now he says, "V'uvdiyadana, I know a case. Pamachas parukat anegilas l'sei chalachas chemba roi sachas haloish. Right, a bird flew into the cauldron of churning butter, cooking butter. Umeisa b'seich, and it died over there. V'hoyre goin echad. We said this was the hafla, the Chassam Rebbe in his first position that he had." They spilled it out. Then they mentioned to him the basar and becholov is mutabana, exactly like the Primi Gadim wanted to argue. The heishiv, and he said the ainach anami the bana muteres, but ulamaychur lagoy asura. It's mut if you wanted to take a bath in this butter. If you wanted to smear it on yourself, is mutter. But to sell it to goy is asur. Why? Shablius evim nachai the asur lebenoyach. Because of sham, the Chassam Sefer writes over there, the hizmin le Hashem yisbarach tirits, that Hashem sort of sent him this tirits, the sheizava mikisufa, to save him from embarrassment. Kimitchila lo kivin lezeh, he never thought about this in the first place. Ayin primigodin simin sofach tzadiches, sifkon aleph, right? The nearest shehuz al gamgin lenochas lezeh, primigodin also didn't understand why it should be asur, but I know. But mizeh nilmad the gam bechai shayech plita. So the Chassam Sefer is addressing your kasha, David. Aye, this bird is alive. Can a live being give off bleis? Says the Chassam Sefer. Indeed, it can give off bleis. The gam raya brura midivri arash besugya the achbara b'shichra. Yeah. So the Chassam Sefer says, indeed, a live animal could give off bleis. Yeah, a live animal can give oblius, and he wants to bring a raya from this. In the tshuva, if you look at the tshuva, he says that one of his talmidim, he says talmid Reb Baruch gave a raya gedela. This is a tremendous raya from this rush in avodah zarah. What's the raya from the rush in avodah zarah? Yeah, so the rush in avodah zarah says. says like this. There was a case in the Gemara of Avodah Zarah, a Samachesim Abayis, Ha'u Achbra Denofel Agav Chavita Deshichra. There was a mouse that fell into a barrel of beer. So Rav said, you're not allowed to drink the beer.
He didn't die in the beer.
Huh?
The assumption the mouse died in the beer? Or just
the assumption is the mouse died in the beer. Yes. It drowned. Yes.
Happy. Yes.
Well, I mean, how long could a mouse tread water? I mean, right?
He wasn't treading. He was probably just alcohol intoxicated.
Cause of death? Overdose. Okay. So the mouse died. So the question the Gemara is a nice time of Kam Asur, or he holds this nice time L'Shvach? Fine. So Frank, the Rosh and the Taisus over there, how in the world did the Blius get from the mouse into the beer? The beer is cold. Tema da shichru v'chala l'kaman tseinenu. Loma nesu b'nefilasach. Why should it be us if it's all cold? So you're telling me the teretz already. Teretz was within 24 hours. However, in the rushes and the kasha says, maybe you'll say that something that's cold could be by Leia. He says, I'll prove to you it can't be by Leia. Yeah? What's my proof? What's my proof that a tzeinin can't be belay? If it's cold, it can't be belay. Because if a fly would fall into wine, and it's all cold, would it be usher? Right.
Yeah.
But let's say it was there for 5 minutes before you took it out. Would you be able to drink the wine?
Yes, it's not
Balea. Oh, you would say it's not Balea?
Oh, so
yeah? It's, maybe I'll tell you it is Balea. What's your proof it's not Balea?
It's Batal B'Shishim. It's so small.
No. Good. Maybe, that's a good question. Maybe it's Batal B'Shishim. Not the Ad Yehuda asked, by the way. Okay. The Ad Yehuda asked this question, but in case of the fly, it should be Batal B'Shishim. Okay. But what's the proof it's not Balea? So the Rosh wants to bring a proof. I know, we say we don't need a proof, because we know tzayin is not Balea. But if you wanted to bring a proof, the Rosh says, I'll bring you a proof it's not Balea. Why? Because the Gemara says that Haman came to Ahasuerus, and he told Ahasuerus, listen, these Jews, they're no good. You want to let me kill them. Why? He's because they despise you more than a fly. I'll prove it to you. If a fly would fall into their wine, they would just take it out and drink the wine. And if you would touch their wine, they wouldn't drink it. Yeah? Now, we would not have brought a raya from this case of Haman. That's a raya. You know, what he's trying to say, sometimes, but the Rosh brings a raya, right? The Rosh brings a raya from here. That, 1 second. What is he trying to prove? You see that the wine, the fly that falls in, is not a problem. Yeah? Why is it not a problem? Why is it not a problem? Because it's tzaynein. Because it's only cold. And if it's cold, and therefore, if it's cold, therefore, there's no blius of the fly, and that's why they throw it out and they drink the wine. But if you, Chashreish, would touch it, it's a guy touching wine, it's usher.
So dead or alive, there's no blius if it's cold. Doesn't matter.
Oh, so what's the raya of the Chassam Sefer? What's the Chassam Sefer's raya? So Chassam Sefer wants to bring a raya from me. Gam raya brua from this sugya. That's a raya that a live animal could give off blius. What's his raya?
Because what the flies don't die; they swim around in at the top. Is that what, in this case, he brought from the Gemara, who says the flies stayed alive. On the top.
So the Rosh brings. You said because the Rosh brings the raya.
The Rosh brings a raya that what that tzeinin is not Balea. If it's cold, not Balea, right? So what's the what is the Chassam Sefer see in that you see a live thing could give off blius?
Because it's only because it's cold.
Oh, meaning to say, you're telling me like this. That what's the Russia's raya that a fly can't go oblius? Maybe I'll tell you like this. The fly flew in, it's alive, and they took it out before it died. So only a dead animal gives blius, and since it's cold, it doesn't give blius. But what's your raya, the rush? Maybe he took it out while it was still alive. And if he saw it while it's still alive, a live thing can't give blius. Must be, says the Chassam Sefer, a live thing could give blius. According to that's what the Rosh is saying. A live thing could give blius. And therefore the Rosh's whole Rai is the Tzainain can't be by Leia. So the Chassam Sefer indeed says this is a Rai Gedayla. This is a tremendous Raya that you see from the Rosh. He understood that live things could give blius. Happens to be this is cold, so it's not a problem. But if it was something that was hot, then indeed it would be a problem. So that's what the Chassam Sefer said, and based on that, the Chassam Sefer wanted to explain that psak of the bird that fell in with the butter. That's why it's also because the problem of Eva Menachai.
There's no shear of time that it has to be alive to give blios before it dies. Right?
It'll be the same ace lace. It's cold.
No, when it was when it's hot, before it died.
What?
Yeah, before it died.
I mean, that's
unless you knew for a fact that there's separate rules for blias from live things, then it would be the same rule.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's a stipler. It's a very nice piece in the stipler. If you want to look at it, it's in Masechtas Chulin Simen Hey. He discusses this shaila in Idover Chai Maflu Mavliya. So he asks what David was bringing up before. He says, what happens if you take a hot pot of soup, yeah, and you're trying to grab the spoon, and by mistake your finger sticks falls into the hot pot. Yeah, you pull it out very quickly, and it's hurting terribly. You burn yourself a little bit. Is there a problem with eating the soup now? Why don't you say the bleus of your finger went into the soup? If a live thing could give a bleus, right? Now, what's the problem with eating basar of an adam? So that he brings a machlekes rishayim, whether it's an iser asay or an iser lois asay. Brings it from the Ritva, and Hakos Maimonides, he brings from on the Rambam.
He
brings from the Ra'ah. Oh, the Ra'ah oh would hold this. Okay. It's a lois asay. So. He says we never heard that such a problem, right? I mean, imagine, let's say you drink something, yeah, and it burns your tongue, so you have bleus of your tongue in that thing. How could you drink it now? You should have to spit it out, right? So loy shemanu, there should be a problem here.
That I never thought. It's great. Every glass of tea is
right. You wouldn't be able to do that. So what's the pshat? So he has a very interesting approach. He says like this. He says, I agree with the case of the Chassam Sefer, but it's a unique case. Why? He says what's happening is, let's say the bird flew into the butter. So what's happening is that the bird right now is in the process of dying. Right? So for example, let's say the outer layer of the bird, let's say the wing of the bird, that gets so burnt by this butter that it's dead. And as it loses all of its life in the wing. However, the bird yet is not dead, right? It's still breathing. Okay? So the wing that's dead, and is the wing that sort of lost all of its life source, is giving off bleus. Why? Because it's dead. Dead things can give off bleus. But where is this blia coming from? It's coming from an aver that's an aver of a chai. So since the bird is still alive, but just parts of it is dead, that's where you have a problem of a blius of Eva Menachai. Mashiach, the person who even after he burns his finger, checks himself and he's still pulse, yep, he's still alive, he says that live thing can't give any blius. It is a living being don't give blius. Yeah, a living being doesn't give blius. And what that actually explains, there's a whole shaila on the Davches and Chulin when you shecht an animal.
Right, so Farkas and the difference in Goyim and Jews. Is
but do you have the Sakin, right? Oh, do you need Hagol on the Sakin? But say by a Goy's knife, he used the Shech, because we say the Beis HaBliyah's Reseach, that when you Shech the animal, there's that blood that comes over there is boiling at the moment, right? And Bliyah's get in. Okay? And Rabbi Kiva Eger has a Shaila like this. The Gemara says that Rab Zeira says, Libein Sakin v'shochat bo. Let's say you, for some reason, a person heated up. He put the knife, the shechita knife, in fire. And then he went right after that and shechted the animal. The Gemara says, Ksheira. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, but Nira shall kapon him. This is in Yerdeh Simen Tes. Nira shall kapon toin kiluf. You have to do a kadei klipa. You have to do a kadei klipa. Why? The kodem gemar shechita. Before you finish shechting, bola hasakim be'eve menachai. It was a boiling knife. So if it's boiling, it's hot, the heat brings out the blias. So before you finish the shechita, there's actually a live animal giving blias over here. Yeah? And uva gemar shechita, bola hasimon mimenotam be'eve menachai. So, what do you see for that? You would have said, oh, you see, Rabbi Kiva Eger holds like the Chassam Sofer, that a live animal could be blias. According to the Stibler's approach, the pshat would be like this, that of course, that part of the animal is dead. Whatever you touch with that hot knife and you started to shecht it, for that second before you cut the simonim, that's dead, that part of the animal. But the animal is alive. So that could give blias, and that's what he says, you need a klipa of that knife because of the blias of Eben Achai that's in it. So that's the Stibler's approach to this issue. So we have the Chassam Sofer seems to say, and again that's his raya from the Rush, seems to say that all live animals can give blias. The Stibler understands with a little bit of a variation, that's only if the part of that living being, that animal, is dead, then that will be considered the blia of Eben Achai.
But it's possible also that then a person has dead, I mean, as we think.
I mean, like dead skin.
Dead skin.
Ah, dead skin. So the person has dead skin, and then that gets burnt off.
Yeah.
Oh, you could have bittel, but yeah.
You know, here, yeah. I don't know, but how does it work? It operates by, it having, well, it's bittel, but I'm saying that it's
so how do you eat you can't eat the whole animal? As you're checking the animal, you're saying when the knife hits it, that part of the animal is dead. But the whole animal is not dead yet.
Yeah, so a regular knife that's not hot is not bele yet.
Yeah, but
it's only been the base hashchita, as we say.
I'm forgetting the knife. I'm just talking about the animal itself.
Yeah.
As you're checking the animal, right? So you said the part that the knife has gone through, that part of the animal is dead.
Right.
The animal is still alive.
Right.
How can you eat that part of the animal? Where the shechting occurred, how can you eat it?
Well, you mean say that part is a nevela?
That part is never, no, it's never menachai.
Oh.
I'm shechting the animal. I haven't finished cutting the siman.
Right. Yes. Yeah,
so the part of the animal that's cut, the way you had described it, you said the part of the animal that the knife has gone through, that part is dead. That's where the blias were coming from.
Right.
So forget the blias of the knife. If that part of the animal is dead, then it's an Eber Menachai.
Yeah, so I wouldn't be able to eat it now. But once I shech the animal, it's not Eber Menachai anymore. It's only Eber Menachai if the animal is alive. So Kolzman, the animal is alive.
If I grab something from an animal, a limb from an animal.
Right, and then you shech the animal? Yeah, so it could be, so let's say it's not a treif, right. Then you shech the animal.
Right.
Right. Would that be considered Eva Menachai?
I would have thought so, but you're putting yourself in a position where you can't. I mean, I can see going back and saying, well, maybe the part that's cut isn't really dead yet, but then